This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamb. Four Democratic members of Congress are complaining about a lack of information after touring the ICE detention facility in Aurora. CPR's Allison Sherry has more.
Congressman Jason Crow and his staff have been doing announced and unannounced visits of the facility since a 2019 mumps outbreak. It's always been easy to get in and get information, but that changed this year with President Trump's second term. And even though four members scheduled a tour in advance, Crow says they didn't get enough concrete information on Monday.
And I can personally say, after my 10th visit, this has been the most difficult visit in terms of getting information, getting answers out of the facility, out of the employees, and being obstructed.
Crow and Boulder Congressman Joe Neguse have already sued ICE for being denied access to the facility. They say they will continue to press for answers to even basic questions, like just how many people are in the facility. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The Lee Fire in northwest Colorado grew Monday, reversing some of the progress that fire crews have made there. Evacuees and other residents got an update last night on the Lee Fire and another nearby called the Elk Fire. More than 100 people attended a public meeting in Rifle. Rio Blanco County farmer Chris Cox and his family had to leave their ranch a week ago.
We're staying currently on private property where they're allowing us to camp because we have like our house cats, a couple barn cats. We didn't have everywhere to go with some chickens, ducks, and you know, we have dogs.
Officials did not say how many people have been evacuated. The latest on several Colorado wildfires is at CPR.org. Colorado State University is joining two other schools in suing the Mountain West Conference. The schools say the athletic conference improperly withheld tens of millions of dollars from them. The three schools will pull their sports teams from the conference in 2026 to join the Pac-12. Boise State and Utah State Universities are joining CSU in the lawsuit. They filed their complaint in federal court in Denver. It's 6 minutes after 7, and this is CPR News.